Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we will be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from the Lady Fatima Az-Zahra alayha as-salam. And this hadith is about her son Imam Hussein alayhi as-salam. You know, right now we are in the month of Muharram, a very solemn and grave and very sad month for all of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, for all of the people who are fond of the Ahlul Bayt, and in fact for all human beings who are advocates and lovers of justice and fairness and who are opposed to tyranny and oppression. All of the freedom-loving people of the world are sad and should be sad on this most grave and this most sorrowful day when the Doyen of the Martyrs, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, was mercilessly killed on the plains of Karbala. The Lady Fatima alayha as-salam said the following: The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, the Prophet of God, came to me after I gave birth to Hussein. So I gave him, Hussein, to the Prophet in a yellow cloth, which he cast aside and wrapped him instead in a white cloth. So the Lady Fatima, she had wrapped her son, the newborn, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in a yellow cloth. When the Prophet Muhammad, his grandfather, came to see the baby, the newborn, she handed it over to him. And the Prophet, he was unpleased with the cloth in which the baby had been wrapped. He took it off, asked for a white cloth, and wrapped him in a white cloth instead. He then said, Fatima, salamu alayha, take him. He is indeed an imam and the son of an imam. فَإِنَّهُ إِمَامٌ إِبْنُ imam. He is the father of 9 imams. Right? So he's surrounded on all sides by imamat and wilayat. He's the son of an imam. He is the father of the 9 imams. From his loins will come virtuous imams. Right? And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam alluded to the fact that the 12th imam, the savior of mankind and the savior of humanity, will come from the progeny of Imam Hussein. As you know, this is something which is a subject of debate amongst some of the theological sects within the Islamic world. A lot of people, a lot of theological sects are of the opinion that the Mahdi, the savior of humanity, who has been prophesied to come at the end of times and to rescue humanity, will come from the progeny of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. But the followers of the Ahlul Bayt and the school of thought of the A'imma alayhi salam are of the opinion that he will come from the progeny of Imam Hussein. This hadith is also a reference and a proof for the veracity and truth of the second opinion. The Prophet said, from his loins will come virtuous imams, the 9th of whom will be Al-Qa'im, the awaited savior of mankind. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد